Good morning. We are Donna and Brian Ness from St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson, Indiana. We welcome you to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. We look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song. As we mentioned last week, the season of Lent began on Ash Wednesday. In today's Gospel reading, we hear of Jesus being led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, after which he was tempted by the devil. The season of Lent is structured after this period in the life of Jesus, not to present temptations, but to provide an opportunity for each Christian to observe a season of repentance, prayer, and self-denial. This practice has included various customs through the history of the church, but can be very helpful in a Christian's preparation for the celebration of Christ's resurrection at Easter. The Old Testament reading for today is the account of the fall of Adam and Eve from the third chapter of Genesis.
Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And he said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.' He said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?' The man said, 'The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this that you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock, and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.'"
God, in addressing the serpent, the devil, moves from putting enmity between the devil and the woman to putting enmity between the offspring of each of them, moving finally to her singular offspring, he, the Christ, who will bruise your head, and you, the devil, who will bruise his heel. The location of the injury to each clearly shows who will be victorious. A hymn which takes us from the account of the fall in Genesis through the redeeming death and resurrection of Christ to our present life in faith, looking in faith toward life eternal, is "In the Shattered Bliss of Eden," a text by Stephen Stark.
In the shattered bliss of Eden.
Discernment, oh, without the cover seen,
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and after fasting 40 days and 40 nights he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him.
As our Savior faced and overcame the temptations of the devil, he gave us an example to follow, and we pray that we will always walk with him.
Let us ever
members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Our Sunday worship services begin at 9 a.m., and we have a midweek Lenten service on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.